Hey, what's up, Trainiacs? Triathlon Taryn here with another edition of the Triathlon Trainee Ask podcast, where I answer your triathlon questions 5 days a week. Today's question comes from Randy, and it is about how to stay motivated during training.
Hey, Taryn, this is Randy. My question for you is, do you ever have times when you're unmotivated to train? I just went through this last week where I had no desire to train at all. Wondering how to deal with this and if you have any tips. Thanks.
Thank you very much for your question, Randy. This is an excellent one and probably something that almost every triathlete suffers through. Pros are not immune to it. Age groupers are not immune to it. Triathlon Taryn is not immune to it. I would actually say that it may shock you to know that right now I'm actually struggling with motivation. Being injured, being kind of having that feeling of being a little bit overtrained, having sicknesses. I'm always motivated by progression. It was always, say, when I was a kid and skateboarding, it was learning that next trick. When I was curling, it was learning, or it was getting to that next level of professional curling. When I was in my corporate career, it was getting that next client or reaching that next level of bonus. It was always the next thing. And right now, I feel like I've taken a step back. So how do I deal with motivation considering that, or even when I'm healthy? Well, number one, let's talk about motivation when you are healthy. And I'll give you just a couple of very quick guidelines. Find a training group. If you have people around you, that is going to be one of the most scientifically proven ways to make sure that you get your training in. It's part of just human nature to not want to let the people around you down. You feel like you're part of a tribe. You're part of something meaningful when there's people around you. So join a master swim team, do group rides, group runs, things like that. It's going to help you want to show up because you're going to want to show up for you and them. Second, plan your workouts ahead of time. If you wake up every morning and you're trying to think about what your workout needs to be, that's doubt that's going to creep into your mind. So having a coach, I find the most beneficial part of having a coach is that I know every single day I just need to wake up and I need to do the work and then give feedback about the work. But as long as I wake up and look at my training plan, there's going to be a workout there ready for me to do and I just have to go do it. Now, let's talk about what I think is probably the biggest aspect of staying motivated that I'm suffering through right now. I always recommend that people set a goal for themselves that's slightly scary. For example, last year, when we set the goal of swimming 37 kilometers in open water in one day through the river that nobody in our city ever swims in, it was scary. It was scary because the river is scary itself, but more than anything, I didn't know if I had the ability to swim 37 kilometers continuously. So it motivated me to go train because I knew that if I wasn't going to train, I probably wasn't going to finish that swim. So it actually scared me to not go and train, and that motivated me to keep going. And this doesn't have to be something huge like that. It can be doing the next distance race. It can be setting a goal for yourself of a time and creating consequences to not reach that time. Maybe you have a bet with a friend where if you don't hit 240 or better in an Olympic distance race, you will donate $100 to a charity that you hate. Like, just, I don't know, something like that. Those negative consequences will actually motivate you to go and do it. And that's actually been proven to make people form good habits. So that's a scenario. But something that I've had to do that I think is a really good skill to develop is reassess your goals. You don't have to have a long swim, something scary like that, an Ironman, something huge planned every single year. You can focus on the process now by having huge goals down the line. So in my case, what I'm focusing on right now, even though I'm injured, my Achilles is injured, kind of beat up, I can't train a whole lot, I have set the goal that in the future, I want to make it to the Ironman World Championships. And something that I know I need to do is make myself structurally a healthier, fitter athlete that is less prone to injury, that is just stronger overall, stronger on the bike, more durable, so I don't get beat up in the run. And that isn't something that I can fix right away, like snap. It doesn't happen like that. I have to rebuild myself from the ground up with a lot of strength work, a lot of neuromuscular retraining and things like that. And that is taking time away from running, which is good because I'm unable to run right now. But it gives me that goal now that says, you know what? I know that it's not quite as exciting as having a goal 4 or 5 months from now. But I know that if I'm making myself healthier now, it can help me reach that goal years from now. So it kind of, it just shifts that lens from I need to have something right now to work for. Right now is the goal. Right now and more, let's go on a journey and focus on what I can do right now that can give me those baby steps that are going to amount to an entire journey traveled over the course of the life. So I always recommend having some sort of big goal, whether it's 3 months, 6 months, 5 years down the line. So Randy, take all those tips. I hope that that helps you get motivated and stay motivated, because the consistency that you are going to build by having a good solid foundation of motivation and structure to your training is what's going to make you strong and healthy in the long term. If there are any other trainiacs that want to get their question answered here, like Randy did, go to triathlonterran.com/trainee-ask, ask your question there, give anyone around you a shout out. I like to hear about your training partners and the people around you. And if you are there, you're going to love what we've got. If you click top left at free resources, just by entering your email address, you can get a whole bunch of free downloadable goodies. We have over a half dozen now. Finally, if you're digging these trainee-ass podcasts, the best thank you you can give us is a review on iTunes. Really helps us get discovered there and helps future trainee-acks find us. So thank you, Randy, and I will catch everyone in the next episode. ¶¶